In national news, a man was arrested outside a Beverly Hills home owned by Taylor Swift, who had been released from custody while the investigation continues. Authorities say he was wearing a mask and rubber gloves, had a knife, rope, and ammunition in his car, and told police he'd driven from his home in Broomfield, Colorado, to see Swift. Swift was not home at the time. Another man was arrested on April 8th for trespassing on the same property. For more of these headlines, you can always visit WTUZ.com.
So wait a second, hang on. Is this the same, that guy who was arrested for stalking T-Squeeze? Okay.
Right.
It's not the same guy who robbed the bank and dumped money over the fence of her house and led police on a multi-state chase?
No.
How many stalkers does she have?
Apparently quite a few. It's kind of creepy.
Listen, if I'm going to stalk anyone...
It's not going to be Taylor Swift.
No, she might be like eighth on my list.
Well, at least she made the list.
Did I just admit I have
a stalker list?
At least eight on my stalker list. Anyway. But yeah, her and that stalker, I guess. Never, right?
That's... Oh. Never. That's good.
All right, see what I did there, yeah. Okay, so this guy, hold on. How did they know that he was even stalking her? Was he sending mail to her house?
I don't know. I think he was just sitting outside of her house.
Okay.
In his car with a mask on. I mean, that's a dead giveaway.
It's not creepy or anything.
No.
Unless it's Halloween. I mean, dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Anyway. Hey, speaking of T-Squeeze and some of your other favorite pop and... country artists, indeed. I mean, can't ever forget we are a country radio station. The Billboard Music Award nominees were revealed yesterday. Miss Michelle Spring. Country categories first. Now, our boy Chris Stapleton, who just had twins and revealed pictures and photos of the twins, yeah, on your favorite social media.
Instagram?
Site.
I think I'm going to have to follow him.
That would be Instagram. You're going to go follow him right now?
Yeah.
All right, well, while I guess I work and you hit up Instagram again, I'm just totally
kidding.
They're
so cute.
Are they? See how tiny?
Yes. Okay.
Them little baby boys. Anyway, I just went all dad mode on you for a second. Back to McElroy mode. Anyway, the Billboard Music Award nominees revealed yesterday. Of the country acts nominated, here you go. Sam Hunt, Kane Brown, Lauren Elena, Dustin Lynch, Florida Georgia Line, Brett Young. Others, Thomas Rhett, Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, just to name a few. But Chris Stapleton, in which we just mentioned, nominated in some all-genre categories.
Oh, nice.
Not just country categories. Chris Stapleton's album, From a Room, Volume 1, nominated along with folks like Kendrick Lamar, Pink, Ed Sheeran. His album, Divine, probably will and should win.
Win, right.
Top country album. Taylor Swift's Reputation is nominated. And like I said, Chris Stapleton's album in there as well. He's also nominated in the Billboard 200 Artist, which is folks like everyone I just mentioned before. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Taylor Swift. All those, and Chris Stapleton has a chance to win that. But the country categories, which I know you want to hear right now, what top country song, that's a category. Actually, the Billboard Music Awards have more country categories than the Grammys, which is interesting. You have top country artist, and then they get gender specific and will honor the top country male and top country female artist, duo or group, top country tour, top country album. There's so many. I can't even begin to list all the nominees in each and every single category. But there are a bunch of country categories right there. Now, if we look outside the realm of country music, a few folks I already mentioned, like Kendrick Lamar, who just won a Pulitzer Prize, by the way. Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars. They all have 15 nominations apiece.
Bruno Mars, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He's pretty amazing.
Pretty talented. My dad actually went to see Bruno Mars in concert.
He did? He was in Cleveland?
Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah. Heinz Field. The ketchup bottle, so they say. other folks, Imagine Dragons, 10 nominations. Justin Bieber and your gal, Cardi B.
Cardi B is not my girl.
8 nominations. But anyway, you can have a look for yourself if you want at the Billboard Music Award nominees. By the way, up in the podcast section later on today, along with this segment you're hearing right now, I'll list all those country nominees and categories for you, so you can see them with your own eyeballs.
Are we going to do so predictions like we did for
Yeah, we will, but the awards aren't until May the 20th.
That's
a little
okay.
more than a month away. But yeah, we'll do that again, for sure. I'm always down to throw my prediction game out there. There is a host, by the way, already, for the Billboard Music Awards. From American Idol alum, now she sits in a big red chair in The Voice. That's Kelly Clarkson.
She's going to be hosting?
Miss Independent.
Nice.
Yeah, she'll be hosting the Billboard Music Awards. Now, you saw her the other night on the ACMs with Reba.
I did.
Doing Reba's classic song from 1993, Does He Love You? They teamed up to do that. But anyway, NBC going to have the Billboard Music Awards for you in a little more than a month.
I think she'll do good.
I hope so.
I think she'll be just fine. She's funny.
She needs to be. That's one of the requirements.
Have you seen her on The Voice?
It's her first job, first time emceeing an awards show. I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't sat down and watched in length.
She's quite funny.
Any of her on The Voice. I know her and Blake go at it.
Mm-hmm. I think they're friends.
Oh, yeah, they're good friends.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, also, more award show news. The MTV Video Awards. They don't call them the Video Music Awards anymore, just Video Awards, I guess.
Oh.
Because they've graduated from that. they're coming back to the East Coast, New York, this summer. They made that announcement. They were in L.A. last year, but August 20th, back at Radio City Music Hall, which I guess went under... some renovations, right?
Oh, Radio, did it?
Yeah, I think that's why they shut that bad boy down for a little bit of time. Hey, like I said, podcast section, WTUZ.com. You miss this or anything else,